Well, hey, speaking of football, there's our segue. We're going to head to the Ray Gittich hotline right now. And joining us on the Ray Gittich hotline is the head football coach over at Lorain High, Dave McFarland. And, boy, what an honor for Dave earlier this week as the Cleveland Browns basically surprised him by announcing that he was their high school football coach of the year. And he now makes a trip to the Pro Bowl. And he's eligible for the Don Shula National Coach of the Year Award. So Dave joins us on the Ray Gittich hotline to talk about that. Ray Gittich, Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain. Now, Coach, before we talk about this Coach of the Year stuff and going to the Pro Bowl in Orlando and all of that, boy, these pictures I see of you in the videos, man, you're hobbling around on crutches. How's that knee replacement rehab going for you?
Well, that's going pretty good. Not as fast as I want, but I'm recovering pretty good.
Well, let's talk about this with the Cleveland Browns. What an honor for you, and as you've said, it speaks volumes for the Lorain football program and the Lorain community. But just touch on this, and how far into the process were you aware as far as you know what the honor was going to be and what it could ultimately lead to?
Well, you know, that whole thing starts with the game of the week, and, you know, they post that stuff, and then your community has to vote. And so, you know, ultimately, it's just great to see that, you know, our community way back at the Shaw game voted us as, you know, had enough people vote on the computer to make us the game of the week. And then, of course, the young men went out and won that game, and that makes you, I guess, the coach of the game. So, you know, none of this happens without great kids and a great administration and the community doing, you know, the support and the voting. So that's how that all happened. And then, you know, you go to the game because they have all the coach of the week winners there. And I've never really cared much about all those kinds of things, but I will tell you, it was pretty touching at that Browns game just because I'm standing there and I'm actually, you know, they're getting ready to make this announcement and I didn't really want to be there. My knee was hurting and, next thing I know, they said my name, but what was cool, I didn't care about the award, what was cool was those kids. I don't know where they came from, but they came running out there, and they were excited. And, you know, seeing our young guys at the Brown Stadium, they took them in on the sideline, they took them into the locker rooms. Our kids, you know, it was a great memory for them, and that was really the coolest part of all that. And then then they asked me to go over to the facility. So on Wednesday, I went over there, and I got to meet you, and what a great guy he is, Coach Jackson, and we were talking, and he's the one who told me about the Pro Bowl, and I thought, wow, man, that was just something special. But it's exciting. It's exciting for our community and our team. Unfortunately, they're probably sending the wrong guy. They should be sending those kids down there, not me.
Coach, much was made of the fact you came out of the gates at 0-2. We had those first two games on WEOL, and then you rip off 10 straight wins before that tough loss in the regional final in which you came oh so close to advancing to the Final Four. Did you have one of those seasons where you really weren't even appreciating how special it was until now that you've had a few weeks to kind of look back on it?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, when you're coaching, if you lose, you're miserable and you're trying to prepare for the next week. And if you win, you know, each week you win, the pressure just goes up another notch in the expectations. And so you're focused on the next point, you know, next game. I don't know if you ever just sit back and enjoy what's happening. But truly, when we beat Sandusky, it just started. You could kind of start to feel it. We still weren't there. And then Bedford came to town. And, man, we were just a complete team that week. And so you kind of started to feel it just growing as the season went on, and it was a lot of fun. And you know, but again, you know, my hat's off to Carlos and Maz and all those seniors, Sly Worthy, those guys that really are the ones that did not let the team you know, they could have gone a different direction when we were 0-2. They came to practice and they worked hard.
Coach, back to the scenario with the Browns. So when Hugh Jackson announced it earlier this week that you'd be heading to Orlando to take part in the Pro Bowl and eligible for the Don Shula Award, from what I read, from what I understand, that was a complete surprise to you, correct?
Right. No, I thought I was at the game, you know, I was on crutches, and then Mr. LaForce has been good to us, and they were out the three of our games, and he said, we'd like to have you come over to the facility and meet some guys, and we'll get you that, you know, have those big cardboard checks or whatever. And, you know, I thought I might get over and watch a little practice and, and just kind of have a fun day over there. And next thing I know, I'm talking to Hugh Jackson, and you know, he decides to tell me all that information. So it was fun. It was exciting to hear all that. And again, like we said at the awards banquet, it's really an honor for our football team.
And obviously, this could have a big financial impact on the Lorraine football program if you are indeed fortunate enough down in Orlando to capture the Shula Award. We're talking about $15,000, correct?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be wonderful. But there's, you know, you look at the guys that are going down there, there's some pretty spectacular guys that have won a lot of state titles and some pretty cool stuff. But it's going to be an honor to be there and, you know, fellowship with all those coaches from around the country. It's, you know, going to the Pro Bowl, who'd ever thought that? And, you know, so we're excited.
Do you think you might bump in any coaches you've met before when you go there and you rub elbows with some of the other coaches from around the country, maybe from a past clinic, maybe somebody you worked with in the past?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. You know, I would assume there's going to be a lot of people there. And, you know, that's one of the fun things about the coaching is you do, when you go out, you do bump into guys you haven't seen in a long time, and that's always fun to get with them and reminisce. But I'm not really sure who all is going to be down there, but it seems like we always do run into somebody.
Again, we're talking with Dave McFarland. He joins us on the Ray Gittich Hotline. Dave, the head coach of the Lorraine Titans on the football side. And, boy, what an honor earlier this week to be announced as the Browns Coach of the Year heading to the Pro Bowl to be a participant in all the festivities down there, as Dave just outlined. And, Coach, I know coaches never like to compare teams and that sort of thing, and I won't ask you to do that, but you've had success at various stops. Your resume speaks for itself. Elyria Catholic, Oberlin, Berea Mid-Park, Lorraine High. How special, though, is this situation for you and is this group? Because you are really helping young men. Certainly Lorraine High, you know, the socioeconomic conditions that some of those kids are under. How special is this for you?
Well, no, you're right about that. That's what it's all about. You know, when I first started coaching, I suppose that it was probably about my ego, a young guy trying to climb the ladder and establish yourself as a coach. But, you know, I didn't take this job because I wanted to, you know, prove I was a head football coach or anything like that. You know, you take it for other reasons, and can we help those kids, and can we help Lorraine? And had a lot of respect for Mr. Corey, so we decided just to go see what we could do. And you know, our whole philosophy was try to surround these kids with men that care about the kids first and football second, and it's going pretty well.
When you look at the total number of kids, you've gone from, what was it, 30 kids in the program maybe roughly when you took it over. Now there's over 120 kids playing football in the city of Lorraine. That speaks for itself, too, because those are kids that may not have played sports at all, and now they have a direction, something to latch on to for the 4 years while they're walking the halls between grades 9 through 12.
Right, and you know, the funny thing is we don't dress a lot of kids in our varsity on Friday nights. We have a strong freshman team of 40 some kids, and then we don't dress our sophomores with our varsity guys. We don't practice them. We don't want them to get beat up every day. We want them to learn the game. So we have a sophomore team, JV team, you know, and then the varsity team. So we've got a lot of young men involved, and I think sometimes, you know, we throw sophomores into the mix with the varsity so fast that they're not really ready, and then they don't want to play football. So we've done a nice job at that JV level as well, and I think that's probably why our numbers are so good.
And certainly the roster this year, while, as you say, you keep the majority of those kids down low, you had some youngsters at that varsity level this year, I believe two in the secondary that started as freshmen. So the future is obviously bright at Lorraine High.
Well, there's no doubt. And unfortunately, you know, you're building a program, you got to make some tough decisions, and our focus is on academics and going to college. And we had a few seniors that we had to, you know, that weren't able to come out for our football team because they weren't doing the right things. And we had freshmen step in and fill the spot. But, you know, going forward, our freshmen now, the senior class didn't have a freshman team. So going forward, everybody in our program has had the opportunity to play freshman football, an opportunity to be a kid and understand that football's fun, but you got to do the schoolwork. So our kids going forward, we're real excited about them and what they're doing in the classroom and in the community and on the football field.
So, Coach, before we let you go, I do have to ask you this because we haven't had a chance to talk since that regional championship football game what a night, what a game down in Mansfield. You're trailing in the waning seconds of the ball game, and you run the play. Zion Cross makes the reception on the near sideline, closest to the press box where I was. You've got the fastest kid in the state with the football in his hands. I thought he might be able to take it to the house. When he cut it back to the middle of the field, did you think we're going to the Final Four?
Oh, you're excited when you put the ball in the hands of somebody like Zion or Carlos or any of those guys. But, you know, when you get to the regional championship, the other team's got speedsters and great football players and Division I kids. And that kid that was back there, safety, is a big-time college football player. I think he's going to Toledo. And he made a diving sweep. It was just one of those two great football players. And it's a game of inches. You know, he got us by an inch. And then, but, you know, when you look at that game, our kids gave everything they had, and I was really proud of them. We were banged up. I mean, physically, we'd gone through the gauntlet there, those 10 straight games. But our kids gave every ounce they had. I couldn't be any prouder of them.
Well, no doubt, man. Boy, how they represented Lorain High School and how they represented the city of Lorain and really all of Lorain County to get to the Elite Eight, a magnificent accomplishment. And, of course, I know you don't want to take credit, but you're the head coach. So kudos to you and your entire staff for that remarkable season.
Okay, well, thanks, and thanks for all you do for the county, all this basketball, football, everything you're doing to get our young student-athletes out there. I know they all love your radio show. So we'll be talking, I'm sure, about 6, 7, 8 months we'll be back at this, huh?
Oh, absolutely, man. Hey, we wish you nothing but the best in your trip to Orlando. As you said, what an honor for you to represent the Titan program and the city of Lorain. So enjoy that trip. Let's hope your rehab is pretty much finished by then so you can just traverse around Orlando as quickly as you possibly can.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave. Dave McFarland, the head coach of the Lorain High football program, as he joins us on the Ray Gittich Hotline. Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain. What a fabulous honor for Coach McFarland. And Z, you mentioned some of the numbers. When Dave took over at Lorain, 30-some-odd kids playing football, well over 100 right now, an Elite Eight football team in the fall that brings a lot of guys back. They lose some talent, no doubt about that, but they've got talent coming back. He's got that program on a roll right now.
Well, I remember back to the playoff game a couple of years ago. It was cold and rainy up in Mentor, and Mentor got out to an early lead. We did that game on WEOL, but Lorain, after they made adjustments by the end of the second quarter going into the half, started to hang with a very talented Mentor team. Their quarterback's down in North Carolina right now playing ball, and Lorain played Mentor almost dead even that second half, and you could get a sense that this was a Lorain group of kids that had found their own. That was a benchmark as to when I think the football program really came of age.
Dave has them believing. That's one thing about Dave. No matter where he goes, he gets buy-in. And I think Dave Zavara could confirm that. Once you get buy-in, once the kids believe in your system and believe in you, everything else blossoms from there.
A key to that, too, is getting the kids to respect one another. You can have a lot of talented athletes, but if they don't get along with each other and don't like each other, it's always going to be a problem. And you could see this on any game I've done of Lorain football. The kids all get along with each other. There's a chemistry where they respect each other. You're just not another name in a uniform, and I don't give a crap about you. They actually honestly care about one another. And I think that's a difference, too, and that's important to always getting better as a program. And they've done a good job of that at Lorain.
Yep. Congratulations, Dave. Very well deserved.